Go.
What's up, everybody? What's going on? It is another Friday night right here at Churchill Smoke Shop. If you know what it is, it's another episode of the Good Buzz Committee podcast. As always, it's an honor and a privilege to be here with my right hand man, my partner in crime, Mr. P. Powell, the third Powell, Mr. Preston Powell, the third.
What's going on, Chad? It's always good to be back on the Good Buzz podcast. It's Friday. And as always, we got our resident guest all the time, DJ Pitts. Eric, what you smoking this week, Chad?
I got this good old Stemley, big block, flathead.
Eric, what you smoking on? I thought you had a coil, didn't you?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was smoking on, a coil.
Yeah.
And it's working.
The cigar of the week was the Project 40 Maduro. You know, if you're not familiar with this particular cigar, you can look at this video here. With that being said, it's that special time of year, the NCAA tournament. I know nobody's ranking good, so it's still good. But that being said, how you make it out, man?
What? Man, just turkey, hit me down. For the last 4 years.
They got knocked out the first round. And the last, what, 2-3 times?
Yep. They won. They got.
You went out, Eric. Can't hear you.
He muted.
You muted, Eric. Hey, he decided on chat. How your bracket making out?
Huh?
How your bracket making out?
Oh, terrible. I had 90 points. I don't know what the bracket's doing now. Mississippi State gone. Kentucky gone. Somebody else is gone that I had in my
Auburn
bracket. So,
gone.
Auburn gone. So yeah, I was at tied like in the group, like three people with like 94 points. So it's probably going downhill from there.
I think it with everybody. I mean, the SEC let everybody down. I mean, I think right now Tennessee the only team won. I think Alabama's winning right now, and Texas A&M look like they won. So. You know, this has been 50-50. The team she thought was going to run out ain't running out. So we'll see what happens going forward. But DJ 50-50, our resident Kentucky fan, I was in here with you last night as we watched Kentucky go down to Oakland out of Detroit, Motown.
It's coach. I like Tyler Perry. I like what they call him, Swag and Cal. I like him or whatever. Man, it's coaching. He's a great recruiter. He's good at getting the guys to the NBA. But when it comes out to coaching, man, he cannot coach. I don't saw this year after year after year. Then they say his team is young, but shoot, we got two seniors, bigger seniors than our team. Like, come on.
I didn't know they had two seniors until you told me that today. I was like, cause, you know, when it comes to this time of the year, if you got good guard play and some senior leadership, you can do something in this tournament. That's why the majors are always big. Always big.
But it just seemed like to me, right? I watched the game, and Kentucky was big. They did not feed the post.
Yeah.
They big guys acting like they were weak. Like, I just don't understand.
Well, they look, it's just new ways. Everybody want to shoot the three ball. Everybody want to be Steph Curry.
Hey, I agree with you.
Everybody can't be Steph Curry. And let's be real. And when you are an excellent shooter like Curry, he's still only shooting 46% from back then. Most people shoot layups at 95%. Short jumpers, 70-80. The analytics got people said they keep looking up there. Hopefully, Grambling hang in there. They got their first NCAA tournament appearance and win the same this year. I went out. But, you know, that's the beauty of this time. You get this tournament going on and stuff like that. You got the excitement. There's a chance for these smaller schools to show what they can do.
That's right.
They get it done. But look, the other bit of news we had this week, we finally started to get some resolution to the Goon Squad. Now, if you're not familiar with the Goon Squad, watch this video here. That being said, what you thought about this?
I mean, that's the tip of the iceberg. The justice should be served. I think one guy got 40 plus years, another guy got 17 and a half years. And if I'm not mistaken, they're actually supposed to serve date for date. No time served for those crimes. Those are federal crimes.
Yeah.
Long overdue. Sheriff Bailey's trying to distance himself from that.
Yeah.
I found it out, running. But anyway. Here it is. At the end of the day, you know, you're going to hold down the people for so long. Your bad action is going to catch up with you in some form, way, or fashion. But there is something also called guilty by association. So, you know, I hope that, you know, those young men are able to put some positive coping mechanisms in place. They're going to probably suffer from PTSD for the rest of their life. You know, but I hope they're able to cope and still be able to be functional in some type of normal operating condition, you know, and deal it from a day-to-day life. And that's going to be hard to do.
That's one of the things I was going to ask you about, Chad, from a psychology standpoint. You know, I don't know the other way to say this, but they'll never be right. You know what I mean? I don't think you will ever be right, you know. And I don't know how long. That's like the rest of your life.
For the most part.
You know, they've been in here. They're fairly young cats.
Yeah. One of the guys from the Goon Squad, he apologized to one of the victims, and one of the victims told him that he forgave him or whatever. But I think he was the one that got like 18 years, and the one guy, I think the guy that told everything, he got like 18 years in jail.
You know, I'm going to say this, and it's not my place to tell him who to forgive, who not to forgive, but why we always do that? Why we always get done in the most horrific ways, and we forgive? And I know that's the godly thing to do. I don't get me wrong. I know that. But damn that, man.
You know, you do me like that, man. I want to try and done you 10 times worse.
I know they say forgive and forget, but nah, man. No. I wouldn't give him the peace of mind. Even if I did forgive him, I wouldn't give him the peace of mind to do that publicly.
I ain't turning over the cheek.
Well, you know, I get you on that, but, you know, being a clinician and training, the forgiveness is not for those individuals committed the crime. It's actually for the victim, because it gives them a place to be able to accept what happens, but understand that even though I don't have to be able to accept what happened, but knowing that even though it happened, I can still move on and function. Because basically what happened with slavery. They put us in a condition to make us feel like we were inferior based on the actions they took towards us. So when we're able to say, you know what, don't worry about it, you're forgiven. It ain't for them, it's for us.
Right. So we can move on.
It's the acknowledgement of the action to be able to move on from the action.
Right.
And look
right.
Where that got us.
You see what I'm saying?
What you say there?
look what that got us. Man, nah, I'm tired of all this stuff, man. Man, I don't got to forgive you. I don't want to forgive you. I'm not gonna have it on my mind, but I'm like, pressed. If I did forgive, I wouldn't tell him. I'm gonna act like I hate him for the rest of my life because you messed up my life. God can forgive you. Pray to God, please. I'm not God.
Mm-hmm. Nah. Shannon Sharp said, that's in the Bible. I ain't in there.
hey, 50-50. I
feel like saying it.
I feel you on that. But, you know, coming from, especially from a mental health condition that believes in the Christian view of things, because that's going to be part of my platform as well. I get you on that. But at the end of the day, especially, we all do things every day. Hell, we don't even know we do to somebody.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not justifying what they did in any type of matter, but I'm talking about being to a place to be able to accommodate new feelings and be able to move on from that old space. Because, see, what ended up happening, if you harbor all that, you're going to end up projecting out on those who are standing with you and those who are not against you.
I can see what you're saying with the clinical part of that. That forgiveness is mainly for the victim itself, for them to move on with their life. Because I'm sitting here thinking, like, I don't know how I can't put myself in that mental state, you know. I know one of the friends here that represent them, one of the good brothers that represent them, Trent. I was talking to him one day, and I was sitting there thinking, like, man, where they, you know, asking how they were feeling and stuff. And he was like, man, they'll never get over that. I mean, what wow. Like,
I mean, yeah, they're gonna have PTSD and you have triggers for the rest of their life. They probably don't even know they got it.
Right.
Every time they see a police cop, every time they see a police officer, every time they see an image of a police officer on TV.
I'm not racist, right? But you know, I get what you were saying, Chad. But I got a granddaddy, right? And he was, you know, he didn't like white people. To the day he died, he never liked. I was joking with him one day. He was like, "Let me give you a white wife." He said, "Boy, you ain't gonna be my grandson either." He took a whole grudge for the rest of their life, man.
Yeah.
Be good with it.
But they say hate eat you up now. They do say hate eat you up. You know.
And hate is one of those things, chains of bondage, especially when you're talking about the psycho-emotional health of an individual. And you wonder why certain requests come towards the end of certain people's life. You know what I'm saying? They want to see certain people, have conversations with certain people. And again, DJ 50-50, I'm not discounting anything because it's easier for me to say it. I ain't been through it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know, I never know what they're going through, but I can identify what they're going through.
It shouldn't have never happened, man. Like, come on.
Hell, slavery should never happen, but it did.
Exactly. But I done heard some of this stuff about slavery, man. I don't know what's true and what's not true. Sometimes.
How you don't know what's true and what's not true?
Hold on. Let me break it down. When it comes down to we were brought over on the boat, so I heard that we was already over here.
Well, yeah,
but we wasn't brought on a boat.
No, we were already here.
No,
you have to understand what they're talking about is the population of Earth. I mean, the population of this planet. You know, they want to predict life came from a certain area. We all are connected on some level, so it's no different from. You know, the Warmian Ice Age that cut people off from, you know, when they traveled out. That's how you got the different nationalities, the different colors and stuff like that, because we adapted to our environment. So what they're saying now, the other part of that is there is historical records of people from the continent, Africa, making the transatlantic crossing to the Americas. You know, well before Christopher Columbus. So I mean, those things are documented. So when
but that's what I mean by that.
But here's the thing, though. But what they're referring to when we talk about slavery, we know who was brought over. So that's what we're referring to. That don't mean everybody here had to be the hell. Look what's going on now. What's going on right now is you have a whole bunch of black people that are first or second generation in America. Have you ever noticed the people who want to move past slavery? You ever hear these discussions? I always look at who they are because a lot of people who say, "Oh, let's forget about slavery. We need to move on." They always first and second generation from Nigeria, from the Caribbean, and stuff like that. Well, they don't have the vestiges, and they're not dealing with the repercussions that some of us whose family have been here throughout that duration are dealing with.
And that also comes back into because. A lot of those stories, the individuals and those matriarchs and patriarchs in those families no longer are here to tell those stories of the oppressive actions and nexus of those other individuals that held us in slavery. Unfortunately, like for me, I've seen the visuals, I've heard the stories, you know, being from Tallahatchie County, you know, I've heard about them riding through certain parts of Tallahatchie County with white sheets on. That's why we got two sides of the track up there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a cool place. I loved it when I was there, but reality, truth is truth. You know?
Yeah. I mean, those, like I said, some things are just undeniable. But I mean, speaking of, back to the Goon Squad, now, Goon Squad, What happened with the police department, Chad? I was talking about a police officer. That happened.
Okay. In the last week, so one of the, I guess, jailers at Pearl Jail or whatever, they held a Hispanic gentleman in the jail and did not allow him to use the restroom. He used the restroom himself inside the cell. So the jailer made him lick his own urine off the floor.
Mm.
Yep.
Now, look, man, and you know, all this is in the, if y'all don't know, all these listeners are in the same county. Rankin County.
Rankin County.
In the same city.
In the same city, yeah. So you got the Goon Squad, and you got the dude that, now here's the crazy thing about him. The Goon Squad are getting sent. And you gonna do some stuff like that? That show you how it's you don't even care. You got a living example happening right in front of you.
But it's the entitlement, though. And it's the entitlement. It's the entitlement behind the entitlement, meaning that you have the entitlement as the individual because your ethnicity, as well as your particular authoritative position, no matter what that is, being part of law enforcement.
Nobody's gonna check you. Nobody's gonna check you on that bull crap that you're doing. You know you can get away with it. And that's the problem. And that enough in itself is enough to change all the heads of all of them.
Right.
Think about this. We know about the two brothers that the Goon Squad got. They got the name Goon Squad. What about all the other people?
True.
What about all the other people we don't even know about? That they've done this kind of stuff to, you know, that says more to me than anything. Why, you know, I don't think it's as simple as them going to jail, and you know, they got to be a travel. Grambling, they stretching it out on Grambling right now. It's a 20-point lead.
22-point lead.
That's a travel, man. That's too still.
That's crazy. And the boy is 7'5". They can't do nothing with him.
Right.
I saw him do a spin move. Like Shaq.
But Chad, you know what that means? With that being said, everybody know we got Soul Food Smoke Fest coming up in June.
Hey, man, Soul Food Smoke Fest, June 22 to 23rd. Thursday night, we'll be at the Country Squad. Friday night, we'll be at Two Cigar Lounge. Saturday, tentative, we'll be at Downtown Cigar coming for the day party, like from 4 to 7. We'll put the fly out very, very soon. And we're going to culminate here Sunday. Everybody's fan favorite, everybody's groove, the Good Brothers Committee tailgate starting at 10 a.m. until.
There we go. For the Soul City Smoke Fest. They do it every year. If you know, you know. Good time had by all, especially at the tailgate, because there's going to be plenty of food, plenty of fun, and things like that going on. We have it in the parking lot of the baseball stadium. So it's plenty of space. You probably want to get with Chad or Sharita and them, you know, if you want to try to get a particular area of the parking lot for your particular tent or whatever you want to do. With that being said, guys, y'all got anything else?
Also, remember President Churchill anniversary, June 24th through June 30th. Y'all be ready for that. So 2 weeks of great fun, man. Y'all come kick with us.
10 years.
Oh, yeah.
10 years. Man,
10 years ago.
10 years. Been here that long. That's a long time.
Oh, yeah.
I know, right?
Long time.
That's a decade, man.
Yeah, a decade.
I put together a good Churchill playlist.
Speaking of which, let's go ahead and get a date on top 10 female groups of the night. Well, probably top. We go top 10.
Top 10.
Top 10 female group of the night.
Get a date. Get a date for that.
Yeah, I think what week we going to do that? Because I definitely want to get now 50-50. You kind of young, so you. I don't know if you're gonna be able to give me the thing that's logical in this discussion.
Well, you know, you got TSD, SWB, Escape. That's only three groups I know. Y'all know any more?
I know a bunch of them.
A bunch.
Yep.
You forgot
In Bold, Black.
You got Jade, Brownstones.
You got Black.
Black was more than 1000.
Hit one, then going to 2000. You know, they weren't big like that.
Yeah. Y'all said the '90s, right? Y'all said
the '90s.
Okay. 90s. Like that, I mean, 90s was the decade of the girls group.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what the shit. You couldn't, you know, what was the one Keith Sweat started? It was Too Close.
Yeah,
Cut close.
Get the room right.
I do know
Chad. You don't know Chad music, dog.
I'm messing with Chad. Chad, the how
we
do.
We sat here one Saturday and had a dissertation on it. Like,
yeah.
Go way back.
So next Friday, we're going to do top 10, top 5 R&B groups of the 90s. Top 5
groups of the 90s. That's right.
Top 5. Sounds good to me, man. All
right. With that being said, remember Cigar of the Week? Project 40.
I saw that mine all first.
Real good, smooth, spoke by Alex Bradley. Same thing, Eric spoke as a choral by Alex Bradley.
Let me go get my cab out of the car.
And as always, man, please the like, share, subscribe button. We appreciate all of you.
I'm gonna get it
and
right
please,
now.
Please, man, come join us at the shop sometime and have a good smoke conversation.
They've been fluctuating.
You can come by yourself and bring somebody, but I guarantee you, when you leave, you're gonna leave us.
Turn up.
Until next time, we out.
There we go.
All
let's get this game, because Gremlin, let this thing stretch out their way.
What time? What?